Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Am I Wrong podcast on 95.1 WAPE.
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Hannah is here today for Am I Wrong. Good morning, Hannah. How are you?
Morning. Hi.
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 What I need to know is that my fiance, he got the bonus, you know, from the tax cuts, and he didn't tell me about it. And when I asked him about it, he said he already spent it. And, like, he knows we have a wedding coming up and all these things. So I need to know, am I wrong?
Okay, so hold on. You're getting married. It's your fiance. What's his name, by the way?
Jacob.
Jacob. So Jacob got, like a Trump tax bonus.
Yeah.
And then how did you find out that he got it?
Well, like, I found out his work was giving it to him, and then I asked him about it, and he said he already spent it.
And you're mad about that, or?
Obviously.
Well, I'm just mad he didn't tell me, you know? Like, we're about to get married, and we have the wedding coming up, and...
Well, so. Did he spend it on something for your wedding?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I actually didn't ask him specifically what he spent it on, but he said it's already spent.
That would have been my next question. What did you spend it on?
Yeah, really. How much of a bonus was it, do you know?
I think it was like $1,000.
It was $1,000, okay. All right, hang on one second. Let's call Jacob here and find out where the money went, okay? All right, here we go.
Hello?
Jacob.
Yeah?
Hey, good morning, Jacob. How are you?
All right. Who is this?
Jacob, my name's Mark Kay. I'm here with Megan.
Hey, Jacob.
Oh, hello.
We host the Big 8 Morning Mass on 95.1 WAPE.
Okay, interesting.
Yeah.
Radio station.
Very few people describe our show as interesting, but okay. Also, fun fact, your fiance joins us. Say hello to Hannah.
Oh, hey, Hannah.
Hi, honey. How are you?
I'm okay. I'm all right.
Okay, good.
Hey, what's this all about?
Jacob, Hannah told us that you got that bonus from the tax thing, and she's a little bit upset that you never told her about it and spent it without even like letting her know that you got it to begin with, especially when you have a wedding coming up.
Well, I mean, it is my bonus, so
yeah,
I just went and spent it.
What did you buy? Just out of curiosity.
I don't feel the need to really divulge that. I mean, it's
totally get it. We understand it's your bonus, it's your money, but we're just curious, like, you know, what did you buy with it?
We have to know now.
I just don't feel comfortable sharing that.
Okay.
Okay.
Did you, like, go to the strip club and make it rain or something, or?
No, I didn't do anything like that. But, I mean, I just don't see the reason why anyone needs to know why I set Bennett. And I didn't tell her because I didn't want her to buy things involving the marriage.
If you're getting married, you're going to eventually be, like, sharing things, so you should probably be open with her about something like that, no?
Yeah, I guess you're right about that.
So you didn't tell her about the bonus, and then you spent it already, and then when she asked you about it, you said what?
I said that I spent it.
Okay.
Great.
All right. I mean, no, I'm just trying to make sure. Okay.
I don't mind that you didn't spend it on the wedding. It's just... I wish you wouldn't keep it a secret. I wish you would share with me, hey, I'm getting a bonus. I don't feel comfortable spending on the wedding. I'd really like to, like, save it. Or there's this thing I want to get. Or just so you're aware, you know, because I like transparency in our relationship. At least I do.
Right.
Yeah.
No, I understand what you're saying. But at the same time, it was my bonus. I mean, why?
Totally. Okay.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
Hang on one second. Hang on one second, you two. 340-9595. Let's get some advice for them.
Yeah.
They're getting married. They're not married yet. He got a bonus. Didn't tell her about it.
Spent it
on Weedo, God knows what.
I really want to know what it is.
I do too. And now she seems angry about it. 340-9595. You know what this guy's problem is?
What?
He got caught.
Yeah, totally.
Hannah called us up. Her her fiance got one of those Trump tax cut bonuses, didn't tell her about it, and then spent it. Jacob, I'm sorry, I forgot. What was it you spent it on again?
I never shared what I spent.
Oh, right. And maybe that's why I don't know.
You're trying to trick him, Mark.
What did you spend it on?
I don't feel it's necessary for anyone to know what I spent it on.
Okay, that means it was something really totally pointless. And Hannah, you're upset because you're like, what? You should have told me about it. It's our money. We have expenses, that kind of stuff.
Exactly. Like, don't keep it a secret. It doesn't have to be on the wedding, but tell me what it is.
Yeah. Okay, all right. 340-9595. Who's right? Who's wrong? Sheila, hi. What'd you want to say?
Hide $1,000 from her and not tell her where he's spending it? Like, it sounds trivial, but this is like a red flag. She needs to run.
You think she needs to run?
Oh, yeah. Like, this is totally... And his whole nonchalant attitude about it, I'm not going to disclose where you spent $1,000. Like, what else isn't he disclosing?
Maybe... Yeah. Maybe the like, women he spent it on.
Like,
I don't know.
It's only $1,000. You can't tell your fiance, the woman you're going to spend the rest of your life with, how you spent $1,000.
Yeah, I mean, that's like where my mind went too. But then that other guy just said maybe it's a surprise for her. So yeah, that's possible.
That's a good point, Sheila. Hey, thanks so much for calling. By the way, you can tell Sheila's from St. John's County because she referred to it as only $1,000.
I was like, that's kind of a lot.
It's only $1,000. Here in St. John's County, that's like, you know, that's like two outfits. Giovanni from the West Side, good morning. How are you?
How you doing?
Good. Is this Giovanni who works here?
No.
Oh, okay, good. Because if it were, I had some choice words for you. You didn't answer my email. Anyway, Giovanni, what's up? What'd you want to say?
This guy's got to keep open communication with his girl, especially if he's going to be marrying her. Also, doesn't he know what's his... What's his is hers, and hers is hers.
Maybe he's thinking to himself, okay, I know after I get married, I have to disclose everything. After I get married, she's going to have everything, you know, rights, everything. This is the last thing I can spend on myself.
Like he's paying for his bachelor party or
right,
something.
Right, like he's like, this is the $1,000 like prize. Like, here you are, sir. You're going to get married. Before you do so, have, you know, live it up.
Right, exactly.
That's his last run. That's it.
Right. Hey, thanks so much for calling. We appreciate it. Brian from Palm Coast.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Brian, what'd you want to say?
I just got a few, like, hypothetical questions. I'm wondering if she has a slight trust issue, whether it's with him or just in life, period. If they have transparency in their relationship, like she's saying, she enjoys that and all, that means that, generally speaking, he's honest and open and tells her everything. Maybe the reason he's not telling her is maybe even if he didn't do something for the wedding, maybe he did do something nice for her that's supposed to be a secret and a surprise.
Oh, yeah. That's a good idea.
And now she's prying in and making it all awkward and weird for him, and he's trying to do something nice and surprise her, maybe.
Well, in her defense, hopefully, she is a woman.
And I know, but yeah, if you don't trust a person, you know, you're just about to marry him and you don't trust him, you're questioning something. If he's honest all the time, why would he all of a sudden do something dishonest?
No, that's a good point.
Also, woman or not, you should be able to know what the person you're about to marry is going to do. Like, it doesn't matter if you're a woman. A man would want to know if a woman was making that money, the same thing.
No, but what I'm saying is...
So just because she's a woman doesn't
mean... surprising me with something.
I'm saying she's prying because she's a woman, not...
Right,
she
but
wants
I'm
to know
saying
about the
a
money.
Guy would probably want to... That has something to do with her being a woman. Like, that's... I feel like that's offensive.
Well, oh, sorry. I mean, I didn't mean to offend any women.
I'm not saying anything about a woman either.
I'm just saying prying into a man's business is more something a woman would do than what a... But never mind.
Now you're just generalizing. Well,
it's not coming out the way it sounds in my head.
Yeah, no, it's not.
340-9595.
Actually, I think it is. That's
I'm just going to be
problem.
Quiet. I'm just going to be quiet for a while. Megan, take over. 340-9595. Call, talk to Megan. Hey, Pam from the North Side. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
Great, Pam. What'd you want to say?
I want to say, I heard the guy earlier, but I also agree with him because, you know, generally, my husband and I, we gave one another gifts at our wedding, the bridal gift and the groom's gift. And perhaps what he has done is gotten her a gift.
Yeah.
And that's why he hasn't said anything to her about it. And if he's always been honest and this is a one-time thing, we might be screwing it up for him. And if not, we might be making it happen for her because... Hopefully, if not, he'll run out and get something worth $1,000.
Yeah.
Yeah,
That's exactly what he's going to do now.
Exactly.
He's going to have to come up with a cool grand, and he's going to have to go buy her something and be like, hey, baby, remember that $1,000? I got you these earrings.
Yeah.
That's right. She's welcome.
Yeah,
he's going to go have to return whatever he bought for himself.
Right.
And buy something.
And take that outboard motor back. Yeah. This is Christina from Orange Park. How are you, Christina?
I'm doing well. How are you guys?
Great. What do you want to say?
I just wanted to say he is definitely wrong. You can't just hide $1,000. Like, you can't just do that. He definitely should tell her. And if it is a surprise, he should say, hey, babe, you know what? It's something that you'll see later. And then she would leave it alone.
Yeah.
So I think he's definitely, she should run now.
You think so? But okay, but you don't think that, you know, because he got a bonus from his work. It's not like it was a gift sent to both of them for their wedding that he took. I mean, he worked there. He got the tax break. He, you know, took the money and bought something with it.
Yeah. But I don't think she's mad about him getting the money. I think she's mad about him hiding the fact that he...
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
And is he hiding it or did he just not tell her?
That's the same difference.
No,
like, why would you not tell your partner that you're about to marry that you got $1,000 bonus? That's exciting.
Because you don't want her to spend it on something.
But that's just because he gets it doesn't mean she's going to spend it on something. And also, if they're supposed to be pitching in for their wedding together, him going to buy himself something is kind of messed up because she wouldn't do that.
All right,
they should just not get married anymore.
Call off the wedding.
Call it off. Hey, thanks so much for calling. We really appreciate it. I mean, I guess that's true of it. Because, like, when I go to the poker room and I win money, I'll come home and I'll brag about it to my wife.
Of course. You're a hypocrite if you say otherwise, because you tell your wife everything.
No, I do. But I'll come home and be like, I won $300. And she'll be like, yay.
Yeah.
But if I lose money, I just don't say anything.
Well, okay.
She'll be like, how'd it go? I go, it was all right.
But you're losing it. You're not getting it. So then I think that's okay.
That's okay. Good. But I rarely lose because I'm so good at poker.
Right. No, we know. You're very, very good.
I'm really good.
The best.
Right. Not the best, but I'm up there. Hey, Jordan, good morning. How are you?
Good. I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Good. What do you want to say?
I actually agree with both sides. I know that's a strange thing to say. But in her defense, honesty is the best policy, so she does have a right to know.
Yeah.
But in his defense, who's to say he didn't buy her two tickets to paradise for the honeymoon? Because
right.
I had a girlfriend in the past, and it sucked because I could never give her surprises because she'd find out, oh, you put in overtime this week. Where did that money go? And it's like, girl, I got you a gift. But $1,000 is a lot of money. I'm on my way to school right now. I'm a broke UNF college student. So $1,000, that's like food for 6 months since I live off of pizza rolls. So
yeah.
That's $1,000 is 6 months worth of pizza rolls.
$1,000 is a lot of money.
Yeah.
So that's probably why she's pissed, because she's like, well, we could have used that.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But I also just want to say that I love you guys so much. You guys always kill me with laughter in the mornings on the way to school. So I love listening to you guys.
Oh, thanks. We love you too.
Yeah, we do.
That's probably a good place to end.
Definitely.
go out on a high note.
Here, Am I Wrong? Weekdays at 6 a.m. and 8 a.m. Or hear the podcast at WAPE.com or on our Big 8 mobile app.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.